Yeah. Is that better?
Oh, yes,
we can hear. Very good, very good. So welcome to Dhammaloka this evening, the Buddhist Society of Western Australia. I have to watch myself because I've been in Victoria, so it's Buddhaloka, and it's the Buddhist Society of Victoria. So nice to see so many people here, and I think I've probably been introduced. My name is Venerable Nisarino, and I'm one of the monks who ordained here at a certain time with Ajahn Brahm, in 18 years ago, 1998. And so I've had a long association with the monastery and the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, and more recently living in Sri Lanka. So that's just the background. So this evening we usually start with a guided meditation. And so this evening I thought, for a change, maybe you can tell me if you've done it recently, we might do a loving kindness meditation. Have you done one recently? Last week? Oh, that's good. That's good. So we'll do a loving-kindness meditation this evening. And it's very very useful. Loving-kindness is a very useful meditation, especially these days when people feel a lot of stress and there's a lot of negativity in the mind. If there's anger or irritation, resentment, annoyance or fear and anxiety, it's very useful for those things. It's an antidote for those things. So this evening we can try it and see if you find it beneficial for those things. It's very important we deal, especially in meditation, if we deal with the negativities in the mind before we start meditating. Because if we don't, it really sabotages the meditation. And the meditation won't go deep. It won't produce a lot of wisdom and happiness. So it's very useful not only for the meditation, but for our lives. Because these qualities of irritation, anger, annoyance, fear, anxiety and depression, so on, are things we experience in daily life. So the meditation is aimed at giving us experience of sitting on the cushion, developing it, this loving kindness. And we can take that into our daily lives. And in fact, if we're not able to take it into our daily lives, I would say, what's wrong? If it's not having an effect, if we have beautiful meditation on the cushion, fine, great. But if we go out into daily life and then we're still annoyed, irritated, angry, upset, then I would say the meditation's not really working because, you know, that there should be a follow-through. There should be an after-effect. So we'll do a guided meditation. And the important thing with metta meditation or loving-kindness meditation is we first have the intention of developing loving-kindness, abandoning putting down, letting go of annoyance, irritation, all these things. And then having had that intention, we can use we can use words or we can use concepts or visualizations to assist the meditation. And this evening I will use one of those concepts, which is at the center of loving-kindness meditation. Because loving-kindness meditation, what is it? It's really about friendliness, acceptance, warmth, embracing, non-judgmentalness. So it's very useful not only for how we relate to other people, but more importantly, how we relate to ourselves. Because often we're very unkind to number one. Other people we might be much kinder, more polite. So it's very useful from that point of view. So first of all, we have the intention, then we use words, visualizations. This evening I'm going to use the concept. One of my teachers taught me best friend, using the idea of a best friend and the emotions, the feelings that are associated with that, generating them. And then when you use these images, these concepts or words, you get the feeling. This is what we're aiming at. Because metta meditation, loving kindness meditation, is an emotion. And that's what we're aiming at. So having said that, I think we can actually start because we don't have much time. So I'd encourage everyone to find a posture that is comfortable, that you can keep for the next 25 minutes or so. And we can make sure the posture is comfortable and we can adjust it. Especially the shoulders, the head. And we close the eyes. Just coming into the present moment. Letting go of all that we've done today. All that may happen after this. Just being here, simply. Aware of the sounds, the breeze, the cool air, whatever. Now we bring to mind our intention for meditating this evening. And we may have the intention, may my mind and my body let go of annoyance, irritation, anger, anxiety, worry. May my mind find peace and ease. And we can come into the present moment all the more by focusing on the body and relaxing the body from the top of the head. We can be aware of the feelings, sensations in the top of the head, around the sides of the head, down the forehead, around the eyes particularly, the cheeks and around the mouth and chin. Just being aware of whatever feelings there are, warmth, coolness, tingling, itching, whatever pressure, whatever you're aware of, and even inside the mouth. And then down to the neck, all around the neck. And we can relax from the top of the head down the face, like a massage. Down the cheeks, the chin, to the neck. And we can bring our awareness to the right shoulder. Being aware of how it feels now. And moving the attention down the right arm, all around the right arm, to the elbow, experiencing what's happening there. And down the lower right arm, to the wrist, and moving the attention to the top of the hand, and in the palm of the hand. And moving the attention to the base of the fingers and moving up the fingers to the tips. And then making a mind movement into the room, into the air. Letting go of any heaviness of body or mind. Just letting it go. And we bring our attention to the left shoulder. And notice how that is feeling. And move the attention down the left arm, upper arm, to the elbow, all around the elbow, to the lower left arm, to the wrist, to the palm of the hand, and the top of the hand. And we move the attention to the base of the fingers of the left hand. And move the attention to the tips of the fingers. And then make a mind movement into the room, letting go any heaviness of body or mind. And we relax the left shoulder, the left arm, the right shoulder and the right arm. Like a massage, soothing it, relaxing it. And we bring the attention to the back, below the shoulders, and move the attention down the back, experiencing whatever there is to notice, down to the waist, past the buttocks, to the top of the legs, now we move the attention to the front of the body, below the shoulders, and we move our attention down the chest, experiencing whatever there is to experience: movement, pressure, warmth, down to the stomach and the abdomen, to the top of the legs. And we relax the back from the shoulders down to the top of the legs, soothing it, massaging it with our minds. And we relax the front of the body from the shoulders, below the shoulders, down the chest, to the top of the legs, soothing it, massaging it, releasing and relaxing. And we move the attention down the right leg, around the thigh, all around the thigh, to the knee, all around the knee, noticing any feelings, sensations, what's happening. And moving the attention down the lower right leg to the ankle, all around the ankle, becoming aware of the heel, the upper part of the right foot, the sole of the right foot underneath. And then moving the attention to the base of the toes, and moving the awareness up the toes to the tips of the toes, and then making a mind movement into the room, letting go of any heaviness, any strain of body or mind. And now we bring our attention to the left leg, the upper left leg, and move the awareness down the left leg, around the thigh, all around the thigh, around the left knee, and down the lower leg to the ankle, becoming aware of whatever is happening there, whatever we're experiencing, or if there is no sensation, no feelings, aware of that. And bringing the awareness to the heel of the left foot, the sole of the left foot, and the top of the left foot. And moving the attention to the base of the toes of the left foot, and slowly moving them up the toes to the tips, and making a mind movement into the room, into the air, letting go of heaviness, darkness, of body and mind. Now we're just aware of the whole body sitting. Contact with a cushion, whatever we're aware of, the body sitting. Now we can think, we can bring to mind the qualities of a best friend, or we can actually think of a best friend, qualities of being in tune with each other, being kind to each other, enjoying being with each other, feeling safe, secure, being open, sharing, accepting, not judging. We can just bring these qualities to mind, see what they bring up for us. Or we can visualize a best friend, someone we feel very close to, very connected to. We can bring these qualities of a best friend, and we can fill our own minds with these qualities of warmth, acceptance, friendliness, openness, kindness, dissolving any of the negative states of mind we may have been experiencing. Allowing them to be just as they are, these negative states of mind, letting them go with the warmth, kindness, acceptance, friendliness of a best friend. Filling the whole mind with these qualities. Being our own best friend. And now we bring these qualities of the best friend, of being our own best friend, to the body, and start from the top of the head, move through the body, accepting, filling it with warmth, kindness, healing it with our attention, treating it as our best friend rather than our slave. Moving down the top of the head, the face, the neck, the shoulders, down the arms, the front and the back of the body, and the legs and feet. Just filling ourselves with this energy, these qualities, this feeling of being our own best friend. From head to toe. And now we bring to mind someone from our family or our friends, and we share, look on them as our best friend. We give them this quality of being a best friend, filling them with our acceptance, kindness, appreciation, friendliness, a sense of connection. And we can think of more than one person if we wish. Now we can bring to mind someone who's sitting near us, a person sitting near us. We may not know them, it doesn't matter. And we can think of ourselves as their best friend, filling them with this energy, this warmth of being a best friend, kindness, acceptance, safety, connection. Surrounding them with this energy, this feeling of being their best friend. Now we can enlarge the area to encompass everyone in this hall, all the people, the beings, seen, unseen beings, with this feeling, this energy of friendliness, of being a best friend, accepting them exactly as they are, being having warmth, friendliness, openness, welcoming. wishing they may be free of any negativity, they may find peace, ease, happiness, acceptance. And now we radiate this energy of being a best friend to all beings everywhere, outside this hall, outside in Perth, Australia, the whole world, all realms of existence, whatever beings, animals, insects, human beings, unseen beings, whatever beings, being their best friend, offering them this energy of acceptance and warmth, kindness. May you be free of all negativity. May you find peace and stillness. Now, as we're coming close to the end of the meditation, we just reflect on how we feel now. And also reflect on what we've learnt during the meditation, what we've noticed, what came to our attention. And we share the energy of this meditation with all beings. May all beings experience a best friend. May they feel the peace, happiness, acceptance, warmth of having a best friend. And we can slowly come out of the meditation, moving the body to make ourselves comfortable, more comfortable, and opening the eyes.